Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness, unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. You're defender, yeah, with judgment call. We're protected by your blood. So come what may, your word be for. Come what may, your word be praised. All we are.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. We adore you. Oh, Father God, we worship you. We honor you. We bless you. We praise you, Jesus. We adore you. We've come to thy throne of grace this morning and ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Have mercy upon us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your blood, your precious blood, your redeeming blood. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus. The blood that gives us strength from day to day will never lose its power. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things for the blood of Abel, O God. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus. The blood speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus speak. The blood of Jesus speak. The blood of Jesus speak. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Our nieces and nephews in the blood of Jesus. Our siblings in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day, this second, this minute, this hour in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The holy blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on ourselves, our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Oh, God, those that are connected to us, those under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh, God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you to rain down your grace, rain down your mercy, rain down your love, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Aramasandorea Kurumasedereaka. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us. Let your holy angels be with us. Let your holy angels guide us. And let your holy angels protect us as we go into prayer, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, empty us of ourselves. Fill us up, O God, with your Holy Spirit. Fill us up with an overflow, O God. In the name of Jesus, Yekurumasetiriaka. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So, oh, hallelujah, I praise God for each and every one of you that's joined us this morning. Those are here. There's a special word for you. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Amen. For personally is a special word. The Holy Spirit is literally on my back. Hallelujah. He knew that you personally will be here this morning. I want you, if you have your pen and paper right now, just a word, write this word, shift. S S-H-I-F-T, shift. If you're a year, write the word shift. You know who you are. If you're listening to me, it is for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, shift. Hallelujah. The Lord took me into the book. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help me. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Shall you? Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? But before he went to it, you look at Isaiah 43, verse 18. Let's look at 18 first. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us this morning. I am so excited. Hallelujah. This is for you. It's for you. Receive this word. He said, remember ye not the former things. Remember ye not the former things, neither the things of old, neither the things of old. Remember ye not, remember ye not the former things, neither the things of old. Hallelujah. Remember ye not the former things, neither the things of old. He said, behold, I will do what? A new thing. Behold, look, I will do a new thing. And then he stopped and he says, now. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Then he said, now. He said, now. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Stay with me. God is speaking. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Then the Lord took me into the book of Samuel. 1 Samuel, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is here, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we thank you, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Holy Spirit, 1 Samuel 16, hallelujah, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over you? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Hallelujah. And I want us to go, because I'm not keeping you long. I just want you to believe for the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you personally. I told you to write the word shift. I took you to Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. I am so excited. And we talk about when you read this, take your time, read the whole book of Samuel. Hallelujah. And let's go to verse 8. Then Jesse called Anibal, and Anibal passed in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this either. Jesse then had Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen these 7 pass, 7. So he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest. Jesse answered, he is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he comes. Hallelujah. We will not sit down. Send for him. He's tending the sheep. You will not sit down until he comes. So he sent for him and had brought him in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and a handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise, anoint him. This is the one. Rise, anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. Samuel went upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. Okay, let me break this down a little bit for you. I talk to you about shifting. David was what? Tending his feet. David, the youngest child of David is the youngest child of Jesse. David had seven brothers before him. David was tending the sheep, minding his own business. Tending the sheep. The Lord is the shepherd, the chief shepherd. We are what? The sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. David was, sometimes you are literally in training and you don't even know. And sometimes we're in training and we wonder why we're in a special, in that position. Why David must have wondered, his brothers were in the army, they were older than he was, and then he was there tending the sheep. Many of you have been thinking, why am I being in this position for so long? Spiritually, sometimes it might be sickness, sometimes it might be poverty, I don't know what it may be. But you've been wondering, why have I been this way? Or you haven't wondered, sometimes you just get so accustomed to being that way. It is always business. You say, well, this is business as usual, I'm used to it. So sometimes we get accustomed to these things in our lives. Hallelujah, you get tired of complaining about it and you say, well, I may as well just live, you know. And we all go through those periods in our lives. I don't know about you, but I've gone through it and I've been through it. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord told me to tell you the shifting has come. There's a divine shifting that the Lord has released into the atmosphere. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I do not know if you all can sense the shifting. As the worship song began to pray, God just wrote the letters in my, and I saw it in the spiritual realm shift. He said, tell those that are right here, right now, I have shifted them. I have shifted them. Hallelujah. So shifted. When God shifts you, what he said, remember not the former things. Behold, a new thing. Now shall you not know it? It shall spring forth. He told me to use the book of to show you through David. Hallelujah. David was just, it was just business as usual. It was just business as usual, and the Lord had already had these things already planned. Hallelujah. God, do not wait for something. Your destiny, your future has been planned already. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me to tell you this morning, there's a divine shifting, and this divine shifting comes with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The way you walked yesterday will not be the way you walk today. The way you walked before, operated before you came on this prayer line will not be the way you will be after you leave here. If you do not believe me, just try it, because the Lord has already done this divine shifting. Hallelujah. Yesterday, all the days before yesterday, including yesterday up to 12 o'clock midnight. Hallelujah. The Lord sent his angels to each and every one of your homes the last night, and hallelujah, you are anointed for the shifting that has taken place in the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. The Lord has divinely shifted you. This is not an ordinary day. Write this on your calendar, December 23rd, 2020. Shifting not for evil, shifting for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The horn of oil as you slept through the night. He said, tell those that are on right now. The horn of oil, when you slept through the night, was poured upon you. The angels poured upon you. You have been divinely shifted. Divinely shifted. As you divinely shifted, God has released an anointing of you. What type of anointing is that? It's a kingly anointing. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He has released that anointing. Nobody look at you, but the Lord has released that anointing upon you. And it's their time, it's their season to walk in that anointing, to look at what is happening. Hallelujah. Just because Saul is not king, just because the army seems to have been losing, things were not going good. Hallelujah. God always step in. Hallelujah. Way in the midnight hour, he steps in and he shifts things. Hallelujah. He shifts you from darkness into this marvelous light. He shifts. You have been shifted. Now it's time for you to walk in the power and the anointing like you never did before. Hallelujah. Roma Santeria Koroma said, you see, Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. You have to say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. I gave you the scripture. Remember not the former things. Do not remember December 22nd. Do not remember December 22nd, 11:30 p.m. Do not remember those hours, hallelujah, because let me tell you, from 12, the angels were busy shifting. You all will see a lot of things happening. There's a shift. Hallelujah, shift, shift, shift. You cannot take what the old into the new. Hallelujah, you cannot take the old into the new. That's what the Lord says. The Bible says you cannot put new wine into old skin. He has shifted you. If you want to go backwards into the old, that's your problem. I am not going backwards. I am moving forward. He said, now shall it not spring forth. Shall it not spring forth? You see, David came to, what happened? Did David get dressed like his brothers? No, he came from taking care of the sheep focus and nasty, and he put the oil on him and he went back. You see, there was a difference. When he came one way and he went back another way. Hallelujah. Why he went back another way? Because the Lord had done it. Hallelujah. I pray that you understand this word. Amen. Is it? I pray you understand it. Until it will not, you, God has done it. You just have to receive it and to walk in the shifting. That's why many of you right now got to be careful what you say, because your tongue has been anointed. Hallelujah. You got to speak blessings and speak life and speak healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus, do not speak negativity, positivity. Believe what the Spirit of the Lord has said about you. Ah, we talk about Zechariah in the book of Luke. Zechariah went in one way and came back another way. Oh, hallelujah. He went in one way and came back another way. We talk about Elijah. Elijah went and followed Elijah. And he came, and when the mantle was dropped, he came back another way. There is a shifting, 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 shifting. It has been a shifting. It will never, if you expect for it to be the same, it will not be the same. God do not want you to be left behind. This was divine. This is something that was in your blueprint. If you want to follow the old way, bye, go back to the old way. Hallelujah. I don't know if you all remember, before they used to have telephones on the block, and we had to use those phones, and there was no cell phone. And when it started with the cell phone, it started with these big ones. We don't see a lot of things. You don't even see those telephone booths anymore. Hallelujah. And who's going to bring those booths back? You see, the cell phone is different. God is constantly elevating and shifting. The world itself has shifted. Why would you want to cook on a coal pot when God has given you an electric stove and provided the electricity for you? Why would you want to dig a ground to put your things in the ground to make it cold when God has released technology of refrigerators? Hallelujah. And freezers. So you want to go back to the old days? I'm just breaking it down, because a lot of times people do not receive this word. and they continue and they will call you and say, oh, Apostle, this happened. All the power, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the word of God. Lord has activated that power, that anointing in you. You got to believe and you got to walk into it. Hallelujah. Mary said, let it be according to your word. Not Marco's word, but the word of Almighty God that is speaking to you. Now shall it not spring. I will even make a way in the wilderness. So you've probably been in the wilderness, no way, there's a way. If you be in darkness, there's light. If you be barren, there's fruitfulness. We're talking about spiritual. A lot of times you look at physical, we're not talking about physical wealth, we're talking about spiritual wealth. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? The shift has already taken place. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It shall spring forth. Hallelujah. To go back to the old, God has already done it. Lay hands on yourself when you're sick. Try it. When you got headaches, God telling me to tell you, try it. Last night you put your hand on yourself and you didn't get instant, and you be fasty and pray and no instant healing took place. But if you don't believe it, just pray. Lay your hands when you get headache. And lay your hands when things go on in your body. And begin to, and you will see instant healing. Lay your hands on your children. Lay your hands on your grandchildren, your friends, your family members, those that are sick, and things that are happening because God has shifted you. Miracle signs and wonders will follow you. You will begin to dream and see things and vision. God will begin to lead you and direct you. Hallelujah. And some of your dreams and visions stop. This is not the time for you to be sharing all your dreams and sharing your vision, because Satan is right there. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Didn't you know the story of David? Why didn't it be a grand fair? Because God was getting ready to use David mightily. Hallelujah. It said they had known that God was about to use David mightily. Hallelujah. He would have interfered. You didn't see Prophet Samuel telling everybody. He did according to the word. Some of you prophets, we talk too much and tell people too many things. And then there's an interception from the devil. Hallelujah. And then people wonder why things don't happen. No, as a prophet of God, hallelujah. Or as a man or woman of God, he said, hallelujah, when God speaks to you, you don't need to be releasing everything that God spoke to you. You need to ask it before you release it, because guess what? The enemy will make it so difficult for you to get to your divine destiny and purpose. There will be warfare and all. That's why God does things secretly. That's why the angels anointed you with a horn of oil, not a vow, a horn. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sickness and diseases are all rampant. Death is all around, but God has given you the power to overcome sickness, evil, death, everything. God has empowered you more than you were. Oh, my God. I hope someone can believe what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. I so hope someone can believe it, because this is what the Lord is saying. I feel it. He says shifting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't stay where you are. Shift. Stop thinking and being analytical about things. Hallelujah. When God's shifting, you got to move up with a shift, because you're anointed. Hallelujah. Don't stay where you are spiritually. Move. Hallelujah. Don't stay there. Remember not the former thing. Oh, but you want to analyze. I remember this. I remember that. You cannot take all that negativity into this new thing that God has done. Otherwise, you will be stagnant. You will be, even though the shifting has occurred, you will be stagnant. You don't believe. You're taking the negativity with you. You remember every evil somebody did to you. All that stuff. You're going to stay right there and be stagnant. You're not going to move forward. That anointing that has been released, shifting. The Lord said to tell each and every one, if you're on this prayer line, if you under the sound of my voice, oh, Apostle, I'm already anointed. Then he's taking you to another level. Hallelujah. You see, Elisha was already anointed, but God took him what? To another level. When the mantle of Elijah was dropped, there was a double portion that was released upon Elisha. When the way he went after his master, when he came back, there was a difference. Hallelujah. There's a difference. I pray. Oh, my God. I pray that you will receive this word for your own self, for yourself. Receive it in your spirit. Believe what the Spirit of the Lord has said. Some of you have already started in the shifting. You didn't even know God had divinely shifted you. Hallelujah. But there's an elevation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, who am I speaking to? You have gone higher. Where you were yesterday is not where you are today. Hallelujah. God has released an anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for you personally, for me personally, to not remember the former things. Sometimes God wants to do new things. We want to dwell on the old things. The old things never brought results. So why are you bothering with that? Move forward. Oh, I feel the power of anointing. Hallelujah, shifting. Zechariah went in and came out different. He went in as a barren man, no children. And he came out, hallelujah, came out as a fruitful man, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Not knowing there was a John the Baptist inside his loins. But God has to release and touch it for it to be, hallelujah, activated. There was a joy. You think it just happened? John the Baptist was in his loins. But the Lord had a set time. There's a set time of favor, set time of things. Hallelujah, set time, set time. Seasons, hallelujah, there's a season, there's a set time. Hallelujah. Everybody might have been mocking Zechariah. Hallelujah. He was Elizabeth up in age. Hallelujah. But there was a set time. There was a set time for Hannah to have Samuel. The Lord said, what? Your Peninnahs who were laughing at you is shifted. Because you always carried the worthy portion. It's just needed for the Lord to touch it. Hallelujah and hallelujah. There are many of you going to go into birthing some new ideas, new ideology, new things. Don't be afraid to move forward here because God is downloading some things for you. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. But if you do believe, you will be stagnant. Father, I thank you this morning. I praise you this morning. I worship you. As I was about to, before I even go further, I remember I was, just before I went to bed last night, the Lord, I was looking at something on TV. And the Lord said, turn, it was up close to 12. And the Lord said, turn the TV off. I think it was about 11:20 or 2. He said, turn everything off, go to sleep. I'm about to do something. I turned everything off. I did as he said. I could feel the presence, his presence. Hallelujah. Not knowing this is what he wanted to release to every one of you this morning. Divine shifting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We give him glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I bind that spirit of fear and I lose faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. God bless you.